OPEC ministers meet tomorrow in Cairo. They're expected to discuss ways to shore up the slumping price of oil. Crude oil prices have fallen 24% since their peak in mid-October, but they're still well above last year's level. And OPEC's maneuvering suggests an effort to keep prices at a higher plateau. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
After months on edge, the United States suddenly seems flush with oil. Production in the Gulf of Mexico has largely recovered from October's hurricanes, and crude oil imports last week were the second highest ever. The gush of oil is gradually making its way to the nation's gas pumps. Drivers in San Diego celebrated a happy milestone this week when some dealers began selling gasoline for less than $2 a gallon.
I drove by and I had to look twice.
Customer Christine Hewitt was pleasantly surprised to see the shiny numeral 1 on the sign outside this fill-and-go station. The $2 sign it replaced was darkened with months of roadside dust.
It's been a long time, so I'm really happy that there's actually a gas station I can go to that's reasonable prices. I was only going to put my $5 in, and I looked in my wallet and tried to get as much money as I can to come and fill up.
Hewitt's eagerness to top off her Honda at $1.99 a gallon shows just how much perceptions have shifted. That price would have seemed outrageously high a year ago, when the average price of gas in California was $1.65. In the same way, crude oil prices in the low 40s, though much higher than last year, seem almost tame after a brush with $55 a barrel oil in mid-October. Global demand for oil is still growing, though not so fast as earlier in the year, and American drivers are still burning more gasoline than we were a year ago. Editor-in-Chief Peter Ziff of Platts Oilgram News says given that sustained demand, OPEC will be reluctant to let prices fall much further.
You have this voracious appetite for crude from China, from India, from developed countries. The fact that that demand has remained strong even in the face of these high prices will give them the support they need to argue that they can change their pricing policy.
In short, $40 oil is the new $30 oil. Ziff says one question at tomorrow's meeting is whether OPEC formally abandons its old pricing target of $22 to $28 a barrel, a target that's long been overrun by the actual price of oil.
There have been some cautious suggestions by some in OPEC that this price band needs to be adjusted upwards. The interesting thing will be whether they'll acknowledge a new price parameter or whether they will dance around that issue as they've done it to date.
One justification that OPEC has offered for higher prices is the falling dollar, which affects members' buying power when they go shopping in Europe. Oil prices have jumped 31% in the last year in dollar terms, but the price in euros is up only 20%. Many analysts expect OPEC to sidestep the formal price target tomorrow while informally tightening the spigot on oil production to maintain prices where they are now. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia last week announced plans to expand its capacity to produce oil. Ziff says there's no contradiction between scaling back output now to maintain prices while investing in new oil fields to meet growing long-term demand.
In order for OPEC to say that oil should continue to be the fuel that runs the world economy, there has to be that capacity cushion if this market is going to continue to work, and the Saudis realize that.
Today's capacity cushion, or the surplus of supply over demand, is still tiny by historical standards. That means the market remains vulnerable to short-term disruptions and is another reason for the price of oil to remain relatively high. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.